somewhere along the line here, you get into politics in 1974.
Yes, the precursor to that was Edmond was still very a Democrat town then. Registration was very lopsided towards the Democrats. C.H. Spearman had been the representative in the House for a long time and was well thought of in the community. We had tried to run a guy against him by the name of Pokorny, and C.H. just obliterated him.
You were a Republican.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your father was Republican?
Oh, no, no. I'm a biological Democrat. Because back then, if you wanted to vote in the primaries, and that's where people got elected, it wasn't in the general election. There weren't enough Republicans to fill a phone booth in most towns. You had to be registered as a Democrat to vote in the primaries, and that's where people got elected. So I was a registered Democrat up until 1967. I changed my registration to Republican.
Why?
Well, a couple of reasons. Hubert Gregg had become a mentor of mine. He was a highway commissioner. I had a good friend, Dick Richardson, who was running for county commissioner as a Republican. So I switched my registration then. I decided to get honest with my predisposition politically. And we've started some modest progress. Anyway, in 72, we ran a girl against C.H. by the name of Jan Turner. She beat C.H., first Republican ever elected from that district. 2 years later, she came to me and says, Neil, I'd love to run, but I hate serving out there, so I'm not going to do it again. Will you run? Well, I didn't take much coaching. And in 74, I ran for that House seat, District 81. That summer, Richard Nixon resigned. So it was not a choice time to be a Republican. But I won anyway. The guy I ran against decided to campaign in overalls with a straw hat on and wheat straw in his teeth, you know, down home Democrat.
What was his name?
Jim Ed Douglas. Good guy. He had been part of the J. Howard Edmondson administration.
Governor J. Howard Edmondson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You defeated him.
Yes. And I've been active in the community for 6 or 7 years, president of the Chamber of Commerce, and I was pretty much involved in every worthwhile project that came along. And I thought I knew everybody in town until I started going door to door asking for votes, and I didn't know anybody.
Since the district had already broken the tide of Democrat, they already had a Republican. Mm-hmm. You come along as a Republican. You didn't have to overcome, I guess.
Well, I didn't have to break the ice. That's right.
Right.
And, of course, now Edmond is a very Republican town in registration. But that was 40 years ago.
You were elected then in 1974.
I was sworn in, actually, in November 16th of 74, and session started in January of 75.
And your age was then?
39.
Had government and politics interested you as an observer? Before that, we had Henry Bellman as a governor.
I got interested in government and policy when I was working for the city of Oklahoma City. I became aware that the real decisions were not being made by engineers with slide rules. They were being made by elected officials who set policy. They decided where we're going to build the roads and water plants and how we're going to develop the city. Oklahoma City at that time, when I worked, had a very expansive annexation program in order to stop the surrounding satellite towns for choking them off. Stanley Draper, that was his plan. Oklahoma City became, in the late 50s, the largest city in the United States in area. A lot of people would call that urban sprawl today. We called it expansion at that time. I think Oklahoma City is far better off for having done it. But people say, well, if we're in the city bringing services, we want sewer service. Well, there weren't any sewer lines running out there. I remember my boss would say, we'll provide you service. We had honey wagons that would go out, big tank cars, and pump manholes to provide service. Just a mess, really bad. But that was the indigestion that the city had with its sudden spurt of growth, and now Oklahoma City is far better off for that expansive program.
So you found the policymaking more interesting, or it needed to be there rather than the civil engineering work?
I found it both more interesting and more influential. If you wanted to make your ideas count for something, you needed to be at the policy level. So I got interested in politics. I actually supported Bill Atkinson against Henry Bellman in 1962 because I was still a Democrat, and nobody thought Henry Bellman was going to win. Here was this big, awkward farm guy. You know, he couldn't take his hands out of his pockets when he talked, and he looked at his toes of his shoes. Shirley tricked him one night, and she sewed his pockets shut. you know, he'd stand out there and jam his hands. He got up there and started talking.
His wife, Shirley.
Shirley Velvet. Henry never did become a polished orator, but he lost his fear of speaking. Anyway, that campaign, Bill Atkinson, I support him because he wanted a big, expansive highway program. He had a blueprint for progress based upon increasing the sales tax. And Henry just went around the state saying, no new taxes. And he won. I got to know Henry and admire him, and he became a mentor of mine. He didn't know until later in life that I hadn't supported him for governor in his first
race. Did you tell him that quietly one day?
Yeah, I did.
He became the first Republican governor the state had ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any recollection of Dewey Bartlett as
governor? Yeah. Dewey had a lot of influence on me. He was a great man and a thoughtful person. He created the first Oklahoma Indian Affairs Commission and appointed me to it. He had a guy on his staff, a Cherokee by the name of Don Bluejacket, who I'd become friends with in my Indian work, and Don saw to it that I was appointed to the commission. That was my first policy job, if you want to call it that. And I was able to make friends with Indian leaders all over the state as a result of that. Dewey was a good governor. He instituted what we call Career Tech now. We call it VOTEC then. We have one of the best career tech school systems in the United States in Oklahoma, and Dewey Bartlett started that. But he also was an advocate of school consolidation, and that's what beat him for governor, because the school teachers and small town people were opposed to school consolidation, because a lot of little towns, that's all they had was their school system. Anyway, he lost, but came back 2 years later to run for the United States Senate, and I helped campaign for him. He won, and he was another mentor of mine.
So he didn't run again?
He didn't.
Because
of his health. Dr. Tom, who had been president of OSU, ran on the Republican ticket. David Bourne ran on the Democrat ticket and won.
Yeah.
That was in 78, I think.